What's up, gamers? I'm your resident button masher and meme connoisseur, Dank Dave. Together with my three buddies, we host the Meaty Message Podcast, the show where we talk about video games, do ridiculous stuff, and just generally act like goofballs. When I'm not podcasting, you can find me playing Smash Bros. Or making terrible puns. So buckle up, it's gonna be a wild ride.
He actually did it. What a legend. What a challenge.
Brought to you by AI. Hello there. I am Akshan, and this is the media message. Let me introduce you to. Wait a minute. Seshad.
Yes.
Something's happening to you. Oh my god!
Oh my god! It's Seshad! Oh, look at him! What a guy.
Look at that boy.
Oh my god, no, it's transferring! Transferring! To Anuk! What's happening?
Is this how you're introducing?
I need to preface this.
Oh my god, it's a furry!
I need to preface this to the audience. I'm not a furry. I just had no other picture to put, so I just put this for now. Sure. So bear with me, people.
Very believable.
Oh, but it's transferring even more. What's it going to be? Is it going to be a bird? Is it going to be a human face?
Hello. My camera's taking time, but hey, we're here.
We've made it. We've actually made it.
Wait, I think it's we're going to you as well, Akshan.
Yeah, it's transferring to you.
It's going to me. Oh no! What do I do? What am I doing here? Oh wait, that's all right.
What? What a review. What a review. Well done, Akshan.
Oh, absolutely amazing.
That was beautiful. Well done. Oh my god.
Oh, I am a straw. That's what I
You are a straw. Now, Akshan, why are you a straw? Please tell us the story behind the straw.
Well, you see, I went to McDonald's one day, and the straws there are paper straws, you see. I'm holding one right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I opened the straw, and I opened the straw, the guy said, "Hey, I'm walking here."
What?
Straws from New York.
Yeah, I know. And then I looked inside, and there was an entire civilization within the straw in the form of a tube.
Mm-hmm.
A tube civilization inside the straw.
Okay.
And after I woke up, I decided I'll just make this my.
You know what?
I don't know whether to be impressed or. I have no other words.
You can't even explain, right?
Nope.
The straw is what it is. There's no other way about it.
If Anuk's a furry, I'm a utensil.
Hey, I'm not a furry. Just do not connect me with one of those people. I should actually change now that I'm.
Hey, look, if you're a furry, we accept you.
No. We accept you, Anuk. We accept everyone here.
No.
That is the type of people that we are.
Are you sure about that? I can name one other person in this chat who's not acceptable.
Anyway.
Then who is that?
I'm just not a fan of mugs.
What?
Is it because mugs in the straw universe, is it because mugs are seen as the enemy because they eliminate the need for a straw?
And they mug you.
Straw. They also mug you, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Because they're mugs, get it? They mug people. You know, like steel.
Seems someone's not keeping up with the utensil cinematic universe.
UCU.
The UCU.
UCU.
Careful, Sony's probably listening in, trying to get an idea for their next.
What's the emoji movie? Now the utensil movie.
Exactly.
How do we follow up Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse? I know.
Utensil
universe. Instead of making a sequel, let's focus on the Utensil Cinematic Universe.
Oh my god. Speaking of utensils.
Yes.
I have nothing to follow that up.
Then why'd you bring it up?
I had a feeling that was going to go anywhere.
But when we see all of our faces, we can get it, gain a reaction from
seeing
people.
All of our faces.
Yes. Legitimate faces these are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe if you all tip Anuk and Akshan, they'll show their face.
Tip.
Yeah, I would.
Give me out.
Anuk selling your dignity very easily. You didn't even say how much of a tip. It can be anything. Give me 50 cents.
No. I'm going to say $100,000.
Wow.
Right time to make a Kickstarter.
We can get Anuk to reveal. Even then, it's probably just going to be for half an episode.
I can do a 50% discount if we get 1,000 for subscribers to our YouTube channel by the end of the year.
Okay, all right. That's a pretty big one. Okay, cool. I like that.
You may think that's a reward, but it's a threat.
What?
It's a threat.
Why is it a threat?
You do it or no?
If you don't see Anuk's face within the year, some bad things are gonna happen. Beware 2024. Anyway. Oh god. How has everyone's month been? It's March. It is a certain someone's birthday month, technically. It's not the day, but it's a month.
Yes, Albert Einstein and he's dead, but
doesn't mean we can't celebrate his birthday, Sashan. Come on.
Let me see who else is born in March.
Other than you mean?
Happy birthday.
We got Justin Bieber. We got I don't know. There are these pictures, and I don't know who any of these people are.
I could barely see half the people there, but sure, yeah.
I'm pretty sure one of these is Jack Harlow, but I'm not sure.
You just search up random mugshots.
It's called famous people's birthdays. Okay, wait.
Oh, famous birthdays. It's a thing where
show the names, they just show photos of the people. Like, how am I supposed to know who they are?
Well, they're famous, Sashan. You're supposed to know them. That's the reason why they're on the site. It's a famous birthday. It's famous people's birthdays.
Well, I don't know them.
You're not
John Bon Jovi. Mm-hmm.
Sashan, when we make it big one day. And we end up on that site. Yeah. And when it comes to March, people are going to see your picture. And they're going to be like, I don't know who that guy is.
At least I'm on the website. And
that's how those people feel as well.
There's some lady called Jasmine Guy.
Mm-hmm. No idea.
No idea. Are you looking at birthdays today? Oh, for the month.
For the month. Rosie O'Donnell. I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Rosie O'Donnell is?
Sounds familiar.
She's an actor. A comedic actor, right? Of something. I don't know.
She's been in some stuff.
The Walking Dead. What?
The Walking Dead is...
The Walking Dead has a birthday? In March?
No, since she's been in The Walking Dead.
Oh, right. I think that's what I said.
MC Hammer.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Can't touch this.
Okay, that's all. Moving on.
Since we brought up The Walking Dead, have any of you guys watched it? Is it good?
No,
I don't know.
I saw the first three episodes.
Okay. And?
That should tell you everything.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
It wasn't good enough for Akshan to continue.
I don't know, because it's supposed to be like a big franchise, right? Like it has the games and the comics and the books.
What the first? Like, what was like? It's the thing that sparked it.
it's a comic, right?
Yeah, the social impression of the comic.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a comic, then the game, then the show.
What's the show first? Actually, what year? Yes, are we
I'm hiding my pretty face because it's. I need more subscribers. Get more subscribers and I'll show my face.
Who's asking?
Abdul Hadi.
Of course.
Yeah, but I don't think he wants to see your face as much because you're his last... least favorite podcast.
Exactly. I need 1.5k subs now, Hadi, that you joined the chat and said 1k subs.
Good lord. Hadi, have you seen The Walking Dead?
I don't want to know his response.
Have you all played The Tales of The Walking Dead?
No.
I would like to. I also want to try, what's that? There's a VR game.
Maybe once you finish all the other games in your library.
Okay. Very funny. That's a good one. It's a good one, Sashar. Actually, even in the Walking Dead series, I know because I'm pretty sure I have all of them. I think there's about 5 games there alone. Like season 1, season 2, season 3, and season 4. Yeah. And another 5.
I did play 3 of them.
Okay. I think they did 5 seasons.
Are these saying it's trash, isn't it?
Including Michonne,
okay.
First and second one was good, decent, but it was also like
the TV show it tailed off.
Yes.
I don't even know. I haven't watched the show, so.
I do want to play the last one because I do like the characters that were there. But they do, like, as the games go on, your choices feel less and less meaningful.
Isn't that all the choice it is, games?
But when it's one game, it's harder to see the seams. When it's 3 games, you feel like, okay, you're making me go here. That's not the choice.
You're making me do this.
Like, okay, at the end of the second game, you have to pick between two main NPCs, and one of them is going to die, the other one's going to live.
Okay.
And so that's the person your character ends up with at the end of the game to like survive the rest of The Walking Dead with. At the beginning of the next game, whoever you picked killed himself. So it doesn't matter at the beginning of the next game. Both of them are dead.
I would have thought because I think I remember, you know, Minecraft, right? Season 1 and 2. I think whatever choices you made in the first one, if you made choices, you can carry them to the second one.
Mm, yeah.
They do carry. Yeah.
Okay. I would have thought it would have been the same thing here, but...
It does. It's just, like, very conveniently...
doesn't matter.
they take the two paths you took and converge them into one by having them both dead.
I see. All right.
Yes. Anyway, speaking of video games, do I have a... internet game for you, not a video game, because I guess we're in video game.
Yeah, it's a video game.
I might consider doing the sharing of screens. Are you ready for this, Mr.
Oh shit, wait. Hold up.
hold up. I was trying to do something else. Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
And sure.
Yeah, it's not as smooth as I anticipated, but sure.
That's fine. It's cool.
You get better.
Can you see this? Can you see this screen?
I see white screen.
I also see white.
Why does Discord do this? Yeah. You can't.
Oh, okay. With the I saw something. Okay. All right. Got it.
You can see this.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah,
it went off. Why do you keep going back and forth?
I'm not doing anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just, if it's going back and forth, I'm not touching the screen.
Okay. All right. It was there. I was there for a couple of seconds.
I see.
When you click it, it's there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Why? Yeah.
Okay.
What?
How sad.
What?
It went all the way to the end of it.
Oh, wait,
so y'all can see it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I can.
Okay. When I click it, y'all can see it for some reason. So, I had an idea. I was looking at some reviews.
Wait, before you continue, someone in the comments is calling Anuk a furry.
I did warn you about this.
I know. This is the problem. I wanted to change my icon. Yes, Ishwab, I know. It's this problem. I'm not a furry. I want to address this again and again. I should change to
be... Well, Anuk, you'll have a month. You'll have a month if I can change your...
Damn it. This is what I hated. Damn it. Oh, I'm just sticking
to it. I can make one.
Oh, no.
He might make it.
Listen to the straw. The straw knows the way.
He might make you even more of a furry.
I know. That's why I regret asking him for it.
Yeah, but it's my drawing of a furry.
It's fine. I will draw something weird.
All right, then. So, I was looking at some reviews of some games. And I was thinking about how general they are usually, sometimes, especially when they do the blurb. Sometimes it's just trying to sell the game. And usually it's... sometimes I see it in reviews from IGN when they want to be as objective as possible, you know? And so I thought, what if I showed you a review and you have to just try and guess the game from that?
Yeah.
So we have a buzzer set up. I don't think Delant has joined the buzzer.
Oh, right. Okay. Hold on. Sorry about that.
Once he does, it should work. It should be in the cards. In the coods. In the coods.
Okay, yeah, I found it.
So how this is going to work is I'm going to read an IGN review out loud and display the said review on the screen.
Hold up. I think I'm gonna log in through my phone instead.
That's fine.
It's probably faster.
All right.
Oh, Anuk?
Yes?
My, someone I know sent me a message saying congratulations on your furry friend.
Oh, God.
Oh my God, most of these people probably didn't see the beginning where we called you a furry, so they just saw you and just decided you are a furry.
I look at this point, it would have been better if you just turned the camera on. It would have been better if you just turned your camera on.
I don't think it's good enough to post it.
Oh, to do it. We need the 1,000 subscribers, right?
Exactly. You need to get the invitation. You need to find the drive for people to.
Akshan, am I there in your thing?
It says you're there, but is it the old you, Buzz? Yeah, it worked.
Okay.
All right. Oh, each of you, Buzz, just to see if it's working. London. Buzzing. All right, I'm resetting. So, this is how this game is going to work. I'm going to read an IGN review out loud and display said review on the screen.
Uh-huh.
You better buzz in and guess what game I'm talking about based on the review.
Mm-hmm.
Then, take a lap outside, come back, telling us how green the grass was.
What?
All right? Open up a delivery app, buy yourself a Whopper, and you get +1 points if there's cheese in that thing.
You might want to
sing loud enough that your neighbors file a noise complaint, and then after that, you ignore the last three rules because we're only doing the first three.
Ah,
my God. What are you sharing?
Sharing PowerPoint.
Okay.
You're gonna have to click and be in edit every time you're on a slide, otherwise it doesn't get shared across.
What if I did this? What if I went to the slideshow mode?
We just see white.
It's just whiteness.
Right. So I'll just be in edit mode. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
It just makes it more intense.
If you say so, yeah. I spent a few seconds wondering how I'm gonna get a whopper here of all the things.
Oh my god. So when you buzz in, you have to tell me what game you think it is. Alright? We've got 5 games here. Okay. Shouldn't take too long. Are we ready?
I guess.
Alright. First review. Roaming the streets.
We can't see it.
Okay. We can't see that.
Roaming the streets of this game is like visiting a disturbing and deadly Disneyland where every attraction is a house of horrors. I got just as big a thrill out of reveling in its frenzied violence as I did retracing my steps through the gradually revealed recesses of its sizable village setting to uncover the darker story secrets of its monstrous main cast. Boss fights are a bit of a letdown, but the great variety of enemies throughout keep things tense, especially on hardcore mode. The fact that it's very much a throwback to the fast-paced action of a previous entry also means it largely takes a step back from the slow burn scares of a different previous entries. Excellent opening hours, which may well disappoint those who prefer more psychological dread to blowing heads off. But if you have an itch for action-heavy survival horror, then the game will scratch it like a fistful of the main villain's freakish fingernails.
Do I press the buzzer?
I guess
you can press the buzzer when I was reading it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So, Seshan pressed first. You gotta give me an answer.
Seshan, when you press the buzzer, you should already have the answer.
Yeah, I have just an answer. I don't think it's gonna... Something from the Five Nights at Freddy's series. I'm just gonna say that. I'm gonna say, I think it's what was the most recent one?
5, 4, 3.
Help Wanted. Fine.
Help Wanted. Five Nights at Freddy's. Help Wanted. No, it isn't. You're second to buzz in.
Resident Evil 5. That's the latest one.
Is it just called Resident Evil 5?
No, it's called Village.
It's called Village.
Oh, Village.
Well, that is right. It's Resident Evil.
Oh yeah, boy.
I
knew that it was that as well because it had Village in the...
Akshan, you're going to really need to figure out what you're going to do about this.
About the clicking
thing. Yeah, it keeps on going back and forth. So. Yeah.
Are you worried that we'll see the other slides? You can just make them really tiny.
No, it is already really tiny. I'm not doing anything to make it go away and disappear.
Huh?
It's just doing it on its own. It's a weirdo.
Wait, are you sharing the entire PowerPoint?
Yes.
The software?
Yes.
Huh?
Maybe... I don't know.
Can you share screen? Can you go full screen and share it?
Yeah. Share your full screen.
So go slideshow mode and then just you just click and
share. Yeah, I think that's probably better.
Because I think it's a glitching in that in whatever you do.
Change windows. Screens. Oh, you're about to see everything. Oh. All right.
Yeah, that works. Right.
There you go.
That works.
So we can see all this shit.
Yes.
The buzzer should be in the is buzzer still working as well? All right, next review. The game is a masterclass in open world design and a watershed game that reinvents a 30-year-old franchise. By the way, you can buzz in while I'm reading. It presents a wonderful sandbox full of mystery. Delanta has a buzz. What is it?
Hitman. One of the hitmans.
No, it's not. You're out.
Oh, really? Holy shit.
Dangling dozens upon dozens of tantalizing things in front of you that just beg to be explored. I've had so many adventures in the game, and each one has a unique story behind what led me to them, making them stories on top of stories. And even after I've spent more than 50 hours searching the far reaches of the world, I still manage to come across things I haven't seen before. I'll easily spend 50 to 100 more trying to track down
this open world. Oh, okay. All right.
What's a 30-year-old? And it's a franchise.
I see where you're going, Galantha, but open world.
Yeah, I can't buzz anymore, I guess, right? Because I'm
what's 30 years old, open world, and a franchise?
I can only think of one other answer for that.
I don't really know.
I think I saw Sandbox Full of Mystery, and then I thought, oh, yeah, that's probably Hitman. Also 30 years old.
I don't buzz then.
30. When you mean, okay, can I ask a question? Or is it just, oh, wait, no, that shouldn't have meant.
Warhammer?
You buzzed in, I don't care, but gotta give me an answer.
Warhammer?
Warhammer? It is in Warhammer. Session.
Is it Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild?
Oh, nice. I wouldn't have thought that. Yeah, well done.
Because
in
one.
My head, right? In my head, I was thinking actually like Mario, like or like Nintendo, something like really old. I was like thinking Mario, net like Metroid, and I was like, wait, Link, Zelda.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Next reveal, I reset the buzzers, and remember, once you buzz in, if you get it wrong, you're out. Review number three. The game evolves the game studio's formula into a stylish stealth action adventure that naturally emphasizes precision and skill in its combat. It walks the line between deliberate and patient stealth and breakneck melee combat against threats both earthly and otherworldly. Imaginative and flexible tools support a more focused experience that shaves down some of the developer's overly cryptic sensibility without losing its air of mystery. The game is an amazing new twist on a familiar set of ideas that can stand on its own alongside its predecessors.
You're all stumped.
I'm trying to think. So it's a probably like an FPS. Okay, FPS like stealth action, but otherworldly.
Otherworldly is throwing me off.
Yeah.
Well. Hold on.
I was about to say Hitman.
Actually, wait. I have an answer just based on Akshan. I'm just gonna guess it.
You buzzed in?
Is it Prey?
It isn't Prey.
Okay.
Prey from 2017 was not it.
Is stealth and breakneck?
I don't know. You buzzed in.
Sekiro?
It's Sekiro.
Wow, well done.
Because I figured it was stealth and ninjas.
And yeah, break. Stealth and ninjas, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And otherworldly because it is fantasy, sort of.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Okay, oh wow, alright.
Yeah, that was a good one. I was gonna say something, I've already forgotten it. Tough shit for me. next review. So, actually, this is what I want to say. So, Seshan got one right. Previously, Anuk got the other one. So, Anuk got another one. Anuk has 2 points, Seshan has one. We've got two more questions left. Let's see where it goes.
I believe in you.
In an effort to do everything, the game fails to do any of it well enough to form an identity. Its multiplayer mindset robs its quest of all the moral decision-making that makes the series great, and all that's left is a buggy mess of systematic design that never seems to work together, and regularly contradicts itself. It all culminates in an aggravating endgame that's more busy work than satisfying heroics. The studio missed the mark with the game, in part because Dilantha.
Marvel Avengers.
I'm sorry, it's not Marvel Avengers.
Damn it.
That was the first thing in my head as well.
Yeah,
decide what it was aiming for.
Oh! Gotham Knights.
No, it's
not. No, damn it.
Well, it can't be Suicide Squad because it's not out yet.
I thought it would be Gotham Knights. Oh, damn it.
I look.
This is hard.
We all ball back.
I definitely thought it would be Gotham Knights.
You know it.
Would be Marvel Avengers.
It's not.
Satisfying heroics.
That's the part which is like.
Okay. I have another game in mind, but I'm not too sure.
You can't because you already buzzed.
Yeah, I know.
Wait. It's an effort to do everything, fails to do it, and we form the multiplayer mindset. It robs this quest of moral decision making. Oh, wait. It's a series. Series that is bad in multiplayer. Fallout 76?
It's Fallout 76.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Anuk, you're well done.
God gamer, Anuk. You're focused on heroics, I see.
No, because really it's the in game as well, and that's also not good in the Marvel game.
Multiplayer is bad, right? So multiplayer is 76.
Yeah, Avengers multiplayer is bad too.
Oh, I didn't hear about that much. I didn't hear much about it.
Oh my god. Okay. No, but fair enough. All right, cool.
Well, Anuk is sweeping this. He has 3 points out of 5.
Is the last question worth 5 points?
Double or nothing.
I'd say the last question's worth 2, but even then, you can only tie with Anuk. Seshan,
fine, I'll take it.
Oh, yes, sorry. Brian said something on the chat. Yes, I'm not a furry, right? By the way, just to let you know.
I'm sorry. I'm going to laugh every time someone calls you a furry.
Oh, I hate this so much.
Beautiful, ain't it? It's beautiful. All right. Well. Whether you're furry or not, you got 3 points. So I think.
Thanks for the motivation. The
last game. Can y'all guess from this review? The studio's early flagship title demonstrates the power of the hardware as well as the creative genius of the developer and team. Not only does the game obliterate? Is that the name of a game?
No, I didn't. I wasn't buzzed.
Oh, yeah, I haven't reset the buzzer. Not only does the game obliterate every platformer before it in terms of visual finesse, it plays just as well, if not infinitely better, than the previous entries of the game franchise. 3D worlds are huge and cleverly laid out so that there's never a dull moment. Secrets play a huge part of the experience, recapturing the classic gameplay style of the series. In fact, this game is exactly as one might hope it would be. The game. More freedom, more space, more options, better graphics, improved and elaborated control schemes. It's all there. Possibly the greatest video game achievement ever. Don't rent. Buy. Seshan.
Mario Odyssey?
No.
Oh.
No, it is not. Anuk.
Crisis 3?
Crisis 3. Is it Crisis? It's not Crisis 3.
Oh, God.
Platformer, right?
Huh?
It's Platformer. Yeah.
Platform.
No, that's not a platformer.
I think it was coming in. I didn't see it. Damn it.
Oh, crap. I don't know.
It's 3D and platformer. What's a 3D platformer? 3D.
Okay. Damn it.
Mario Odyssey is a 3D platform.
Yeah.
It's part of
it. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know what it is. I feel like it's an old game because it says don't rent, buy, and renting is like an old thing. Right?
Mm.
Yes. Mm.
Let's just say the character's like Anuk. I think that if I'm assuming.
No.
That helps me a lot, Seshan. What is it? Okami?
No, I don't think it is.
You don't think it's that one?
I don't think it's that.
I feel like it's that.
I think it's your one.
You have one guess?
How do you know it's a... Oh, platformer. Okay, I see what you mean.
It's your one.
I mean, my one.
Is it?
I think it is.
Is it one of the Metroid games?
Metroid is like... It's a Metroidvania. It's not a platformer.
Metroid is a game.
Yeah, it's a Metroid is a game, but it's a Metroidvania. It's not a platformer.
I don't know. I don't have any other options. I don't even know the other platformers. Super Meat Boy.
Oh, I was gonna give you a hint.
Is it Super Meat Boy? Well, it's not Super Meat Boy, sadly. It was the last game was Mario 64.
Oh, come on.
From 1996.
Of course.
Can I get half points?
You already have second place.
I should.
You know, this game actually came to mind like Mario 64. But then I was thinking, because he's chosen all new games, like, that I should like go with Odyssey or something. Oh, that's what this last slide was.
I think after incorrect Mario guess, I just ruled all of them out.
You were on the right track. I saw the Don't Trend by and I was like, that's a hint. That's a good hint in this review.
Yeah, it's a very good hint. It's a very good hint.
Oh, man.
Well, a lot of you know how to read between the lines. And you're also first. So.
All right, Sasha, I'm about to exit the full screen. Board. Okay, are you ready?
Okay, yes, go ahead. Don't disconnect.
What a man.
Oh, dear Lord.
Oh, that was fun. Anouk is the champion of reading.
Anouk is the champion of reading between the lines.
There we are.
Thank you.
You know how to get there.
I don't know how you got the Sekiro one.
Yeah, because... Come on. I mean, if you think about it, like, what are the big games?
No, you're right. You're 100% right. I agree with you. Yeah. It makes sense. I would have never thought.
Indeed. Oh, God.
Head the Lanta.
Yo.
Should we pause for the thumbnail of this video?
Sure. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Actually, you eternally pause.
Pause. I have to make sounds to pause.
Wait. That's not good at all.
I'm good with mine. If you want to change yours, you do something.
Just hit the nay nay.
He doesn't mean your friend.
I don't want to do anything anymore. I'm just going to sit here and you just take that as your... Yeah. You got that.
That's your pose.
Okay.
Beautiful.
That's going to be a... That's going to be a thumbnail.
Now that we see...
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
We see Lanta's background. We can see that he's got many, many items of insatiable value back there. Captain America pillow. A Pikachu. An egg. Another egg.
The Kinder Joy eggs, Aksha.
Those are Kinder Joys, yeah.
Yes, Kinder Joy eggs.
Wait, isn't Kinder Joy illegal in America?
Well, it's a good thing I'm not in America.
Let me Google this.
If you were in America, you would be illegal.
Neither are Anouk won, if that's who you're asking. He won with 3 points. No. Someone on stream, my friend. Anouk, the fur. Anouk, the fur. The furry took the. The furry took the victory.
Damn it.
You are right, Anouk.
No, not
the furry. The Kinder Surprise. I was moving on. She was still hung on to the.
She said, congratulations, furry man.
Thank you. I feel.
He should be.
Stay tuned for next time's media message when he's definitely changed this.
Definitely changed.
My God.
It's okay, Anouk.
I hate you.
I mean,
I didn't do anything.
This could have been avoided.
That's what I asked you before when you didn't say anything.
I mean. It looked good.
No, to be fair, yeah. Even at the time, I was like, it's very true to your like original logo.
Yeah, I realized after he started talking, I was like, it's probably gonna be
the past few days. I've noticed that it looked more like a furry now.
As time goes on. Oh, God.
Yeah, fine, Anouk. Don't worry about it. Anyway, it's moving on from furry Anouk. Akshan, I'm surprised you don't want to talk about the Oscars.
Oh, the Oscars. It was actually a good ceremony this time, my lord.
I heard Jimmy Kimmel was not that good, though.
He wasn't, but he wasn't annoying. That's, like, the most important thing is he didn't pointlessly take up time.
Oh, okay, he was just boring.
Doing pointless bits. He just came on, said some jokes, and then they just gave the awards.
Okay.
Like they should. they perform the best like original song nominees, and that's it. Mm-hmm. No, like, it was so much smoother, nicer. People were allowed to speak for the most part. It was a good show. And I'm happy about the winners for the most part.
Yeah, Everything Everywhere All at Once really cleaned up.
Yeah, it took everything.
Everywhere. All at once.
All at once.
There was also the Crunchyroll Anime Awards recently.
That was like 1 month. No,
a few weeks ago.
I
was so happy what won Anime of the Year. I was so happy. It's... Any guesses?
It was
Demon Slayer.
No, it wasn't. It was Cyberpunk Edgerunners.
Cyberpunk Edgerunners won Anime of the Year. Yes. I remember that. That's very good.
Some of these things I will like the decent, I'd say. Best Original Anime, Licorice Recoil, Character Design went to Demon Slayer. Best Animation, Demon Slayer, understandable. Best New Series was Spy Fam, Anya, yay.
Yeah.
Continuing series, only, One Piece.
The only one which was a bit of an eye opener was Demon Slayer winning Best Fantasy.
Yes, that was the only thing. Otherwise, everything else went to the mainstream stuff. Kaguya-sama won Best Romance, yay. Other than that, nothing new, but I'm just happy Demon Slayer didn't take Anime of the Year.
How does Anime Awards work? Is it like fan voted?
It is mostly fan vote. It's actually, I think, all of it's fan vote.
It's like a People's Choice Awards.
Yes.
With anime.
I mean, it's by Crunchyroll also.
No, Birdie Wing lost best. I mean, Licorice Recoil is also good, but Birdie Wing, no.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Wings of Birdie.
Birdie Wing is good, okay? Should watch it. It's about golf. Mm-hmm. Fantastic anime.
Oh, Birdie. Okay, I see now.
Yeah, Birdie Wing. Yeah.
How can you see? You're a straw.
Eyes.
Yeah, his eyes.
My eyes.
He has thought this through.
I've thought it through.
How do you breathe?
See, that's your answer.
He's definitely thought it through.
I mean, you ask.
How do you breathe?
No, the real question, how do you shit?
What?
No, never.
How do you shit? That's what he asked.
How do you shit?
No.
I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say.
Better not. The Anime Awards actually, you know what? It's good. It looks good. All the awards.
Is there like a best anime movie?
There was. Yeah, it went to Jujutsu Kaisen.
Zero, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I see. What were the nominees?
Bubble, Dragon Ball Super.
Here's the weird thing, right? So it's called. It's for 20.
Actually, Sashan, I'm kind of reading out the nominees. So you can like wait a second.
Excuse me.
One Piece Red, Deer King, and Inuo. Now,
Inuo. That's the only one I've seen. Anyway.
So it only takes into account winter 2021 up to. Sorry, so it doesn't take up the shows that ran like throughout December, like the last season of 2022. So like. Some movies and stuff might be missing.
Like the Grammys.
I don't even remember what came in with. Are we in winter 2022 right now?
Mm-hmm. So winter, I think, starts in December or January or something like that.
That makes sense because winter 2022 is not over. So then the animes that are out this season aren't over anyway. So yeah, I think that makes sense. I guess they get counted into next year's show.
Yeah, they get counted into the next year.
Anima. I saw Inuo. That's good. I like that movie.
Well, what's it about?
It's about...
I think that's the only one of the
It's so, Bohemian Rhapsody, but set in a medieval Japan.
What?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, but all right.
The main character is just Freddie Mercury, but it's a different. The story is very different, but it's like basically the same thing.
Okay,
I see.
And it's better than actual Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie, because most things are.
I feel the hatred coming out.
I feel it. I hate that movie so much. Talk twice.
I knew you're still watching any Winter 2022 anime since we're on the topic. Sechuan must be.
What? Wait, I need to see what constitutes Winter 2022. Winter 2023, no?
Oh, right.
Let's see. I'm watching Tokyo.
2023. We're watching.
Wait, Winter 2023.
Yeah. So I'm watching Tokyo Revengers. Miss Nagatoro Second Attack, Bungo Stray Dogs Season 4. What else is there? Is there nothing else? Is it just those?
Attack on Titan? Isn't that also this season?
Is this no, it's not. It's just one season. Sorry, one episode. If Blue Lock counts, Blue Lock. Like, they're continuations.
I'm surprised Blue Lock is still going on. I thought they were stopping.
No, so they're... Oh, wait, there was another show that just... okay, so there was a continuation of another one called To Your Eternity that came to a conclusion recently. So the continuing anime is Blue Lock, My Hero Academia, To Your Eternity. Yeah, those three. And One Piece.
My Hero Academia. I stopped watching My Hero Academia. I just remembered. Okay.
Blue Lock is actually really interesting. Akshan, why is there a crab on your... Akshan?
What do you mean? There's nothing wrong here.
Clearly.
Fine. Moving on.
Why is there a crab?
It's a crab with a hat, Sam. Which specially? Specific.
Thanks, Hanukkah.
Do I want to ask?
No, no, that's just move on.
He's my friend. You don't insult him.
I'm not insulting him. I'm just questioning his
appearance.
Yes.
Be respectful to his culture and say ye claw.
Ye claw.
Ye claw. Ye claw. Okay.
Akshan's shenanigans have
continuing onward.
Yes. So much so that I want to go and get something. Y'all can continue this conversation while I...
Are you starting a shenanigan as well?
Not really. I'm gonna go get something. You'll talk.
Okay.
So, how's life, everyone? How's life for you viewers? Let's ask our viewers how's their life going.
Probably better than ours.
Yeah, probably.
All things considered. So I swear the last 2 weeks have been probably because I'm moving back and readjusting to Sri Lankan life. There's just been like a blur of everything that's like been going on and just getting used to.
You're moving around a lot. So
I am moving around a lot, yeah. There's a lot of stuff to do, unfortunately. It's okay.
You'll get used to the life of a...
It is an interesting life, yeah. It is an interesting life. Things have changed a lot here.
Has it like been a lot of change since you last... When did you go back? Since...
June.
So about a year, almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has it changed so much for about a year?
I mean, it's kind of not like it's just especially like when you like go around like shopping and stuff, right? Or eating something. Oh, you want to get a cupcake? Okay. Of course you did. I actually wish I had a cupcake. I'm getting hungry. Of course you have to eat that there. I like the old days when you'd go and get a snack to eat and you'd just tell us you're eating it and then I'd envy you. just because you're telling us, but now I can see the stupid thing. And I know the cupcake, and I know it tastes very good, and the fact that I can't have it is very annoying. Oh god, I hate you, Sashan.
I have 4 more of these.
Can you bring one on Sunday when I see you?
Sure.
Thank you.
Chocolate?
Yes.
There's only one coffee left.
I'll take a chocolate, yeah.
So yeah, adjusting life is not easy.
Yeah, adjusting life in Sri Lanka is not easy. Sashan, how do you find life in Sri Lanka?
Absolutely fantastic.
And that's the biggest...
That's the biggest life I've ever heard. Akshan, nom on it.
Is the crab... do we now praise Cupcake, which is a PNG with a white background?
I googled PNG, but it gave me one with just an actual PNG background in it. Which is not what I wanted.
You, sir, have been officially misled.
I've been bamboozled, idea.
You have been bamboozled. But don't worry. Absolutely. Praise the crab, for it is here to protect us.
Yeeklaw.
Yeeklaw.
Yeeklaw. Indeed.
God, actually.
What?
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I feel like I need to...
Alright, I got it better now. It's working.
There's a fight happening in the comment section.
What's happening?
What's the fight?
Eniru is fighting Nadira.
Okay. I can't read that, so I'm gonna take Eniru's side.
I don't think there is a side. All he said is, "You stay away from me, you evil woman."
So you're really taking
his side.
Never
mind, I'm not taking Senator's side anymore.
Yeah, I'm a true feminist.
Till the end.
You know, I was getting ready for D&D, and I just saw that.
Okay.
Wow, Delanda, you're gonna do me like that?
Get
demonetized! Senator's not the one who sent that. Senator.
Well, you're gonna be
against it. Was it YouTube who sent it instead?
Yes.
Get demonetized.
Senator is YouTube.
Senator is YouTube.
But she got kicked out, right? So he's taking over now.
Mm. Oh, yes. The lady. What's her name?
Susan. She got kicked out so that Senru can come and take her place.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
No wonder YouTube's algorithm has been shitty lately.
Oh. Hey. Yes, because Susan is the one who manually changes the algorithm.
Not you searching up random shit in the middle of the day.
It's definitely not you searching up random search terms like how to drink water or something like that.
How to drink water.
Actually, anything with how to drink water, I would put it to Akshan.
There's an amazing video called How to Drink Water by Shashi Nishadi. You all should really watch that.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. That's not real, is it?
It's real.
I'm gonna look that up. I don't even know how to spell her name. Shashi Nishadi. Is it really How to Drink Water?
I think it's probably that. It's one of her videos.
In Singhalese or?
I'm not.
Oh my god! Okay, I found it.
You seen it?
Put it on speaker.
Are you gonna share screen?
Do you want me to?
Can we share screen?
I don't know how YouTube works.
What do you mean you don't know how YouTube works?
As in, can we watch another video? Are we gonna get copyright stricken?
It's Sashi Nishadi. Unless she is coming after us. You know what? Do it. Let's do it. Sashan, you ready?
I'm ready.
Give me a second.
A second went by.
Ready?
Go.
Full screen or just this?
You can do anything you want, brother.
That's right. What is this?
I don't know. Tell me, Dilanta, what is this?
What is this?
I don't get it.
She's just showing how to drink water.
Okay, there's not a popular video. I thought it was a popular video.
No, it's not.
I think this one's just going over Akshan's head right
now. Yes, yeah, to our international viewers.
I can't tell if it's a joke or not. That's the thing.
It's satire.
It is satire, so that okay. I get it now more.
She walks in the
room. Someone knocked a pen in the background.
Okay, alright.
Oh my god, alright.
Wait a minute. She only has 20 subscribers on YouTube?
No, that's a different page, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I'm done. Unless you want to watch someone else drink water.
No, we're good.
You know what? You started this. How to drink water. Let's... Oh, crap. Wrong copy-paste.
Oh, no. People are going to come to Amazon.
Okay. What are we watching?
Second one first. Oh, no. First one. Fine. First one.
No, first one. When you and the team are pitching a new product,
Grammarly's... Hey, yeah. We're not sponsored.
Consider getting Grammarly.
We're not sponsored, by the way. Just let you all know.
But if you want to sponsor us, Grammarly, we're
free to sponsor.
3 million views.
Hello, welcome to my channel. For this vlog, susuruan ko kayo kung paano uminom ng tubig.
Yay!
Kailangan nyo
sa
drinking glass, tubig.
At least this one has subtitles.
First step is, kailangan nyo kunin yung drinking glass. Then, mag-order yung water.
This has 3 million views!
This is very known.
Isn't this the exact same thing that this one did?
Yeah. What? Who?
This is the same thing Shashi Nisar did, but the subs.
You need your mouth exercise to drink the water.
Yeah, she did the inhaling thing and everything.
She didn't have the slapping beat though in the background.
Slapping beat, yes. This is a lot more detailed than Sashi Nisha.
Okay, let's just stop this, please.
Wait. She hasn't drunk the water yet, Sashan. Let her drink the water.
Let me show you how to drink water.
You can make your own video after this.
No, yes, okay, fine. Once you're done, I'll show the viewers how to drink water. Wow! Bye!
Well done.
Bye-bye.
Well done.
Okay, just stop.
Drink your water properly. Drink your water properly.
Okay, stop this nonsense.
I get choked.
Stop this madness. Alright. There you go. I didn't stop sharing.
Good. Alright, now to put into practice what they said. Sadly, I don't have a glass, but I do have a bottle. And now we need to breathe.
Oh, so do I. Wait. Let's do it. Okay.
We need to breathe. Alright.
Wait, let me get a glass.
No one's gonna see.
What do you mean?
Oh no.
He's gonna PNG a glass. You
remove me from this experience.
Akshan.
You can't remove me.
He's gonna PNG this experience.
Alright, we're all gonna drink water the way in.
I can't physically put
there
it
in. Alright.
We're gonna drink all water.
Right. Let me remove this cupcake over here. Here's the water.
Alright, first breathe. Okay. First breathe in.
First breathe.
Okay, all right, we breathed. All right, good. Then
I'm still breathing. Let me breathe.
He's in and out, man. So just breathing.
Yeah, breathe.
Okay, and then?
And then mouth exercises.
Ma. 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 Ma.
Nah, I'm not gonna do anything more than that, all right? And then?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. I actually didn't watch that other than I actually spat it out. Stop, please.
Senator wants you to swallow the bottle.
Oh my god.
And that is how you drink water, meaty message style.
We should make our own short videos on how to drink water.
That's gonna be our first.
That's gonna be a short. Yes, that's gonna be our first tit. Oh my lord.
Oh, I'm crying.
Alright.
Yes. What's your crab friend's name?
Don't say crabby. It's already copyrighted.
Bob.
His name is Bob.
Bob the Crab.
Bob the Crab.
Bob the Crab.
Bob yes. The crab. Makes sense.
Brad.
Yes. Brab.
You couldn't crab with your bare hands. That's his saying.
What? What?
You couldn't crab with your bare hands.
Okay.
Alright then.
That's his saying. That's what he tells people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah. That whole experience was a bit life-changing for all of us. I'm still drinking water.
But be sure to drink it correctly.
Exactly, you might have...
I can't go and get a glass, it's too late in the night to... Go up and get a glass.
Oh god.
This... turning on video has really taken a turn.
I would say it's probably one of the most creative decisions we've made, right? In just one episode, which is not even over.
Mm-hmm.
Anuk became a furry. Seshan became just a drink, which suddenly had a crab as a friend, a backstory with a utensil-filled cinematic universe. The crab now has a glass of water and cupcake. You ate a cupcake, and we watched two tutorials on how to drink water before drinking water ourselves. That is easily one of the best things we could do, is to turn on video. So well done. Thank you, Seshan.
No, I'm sorry to all audio listeners who have no clue what was happening in the past few minutes.
Spotify.
I totally forgot about that.
It's fine. Well, they'll have to watch the video now.
They're gonna have to come watch the video on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
www.youtube.com.
Who knows? Let's see. We'll figure something out for our audio.
The Spotify update. We can talk about that.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yes. The TikTokification of Spotify.
You want to talk about that? We don't have that in Sri Lanka, though. I don't even have it right now.
Is it live? I thought it's still on the way.
I had it when I was in Singapore. Anup, do you have it?
From what I see, no, it is. I think it's only available in certain countries. So Singapore would be considered a
developed country.
I think it's a test market because
Singapore is more like. Sorry, go first.
No, I don't have it anymore. I had it when I was there, definitely, because I one day logged in and saw this thing and I was just like.
I let me just try and see whether to update it again and see whether. It comes through, but I.
Do you feel like doing like that change is necessary?
That's all.
Do you think the change is necessary though?
For TikTok,
I don't think it's necessary. But that being said, it's was also kind of a good way to find like new music. So
yeah, I guess for people who are
interested, isn't a new music an option?
It is, but this is more. Okay, so from a business perspective, I guess, and like for people who upload to, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like from a business perspective,
you get more people listening, right? So basically TikTok and like even Instagram and YouTube shorts and all, like they make it more engaging for you to sort of keep scrolling. So I guess in that sense, like it might end up just sending people down rabbit holes of like, you know, just searching for new artists and new songs that they like.
Yeah.
So that might happen. And then like even for artists themselves, it's like a good opportunity for them. I'm going to guess.
I don't think it should replace the current home screen though. It should be a feature.
I think it's only a mobile only thing though.
It is, but even still, it would be better if, like, you know, right now we have this, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is good.
Maybe they'll give an option.
If they put, like, an option, like, you know, music, podcast, shows, and feed, then... and Akshan's now multiplying into two. No, he's made it three.
He's mitosing.
Oh, no, Akshan's...
Go on, I'm not interrupting anything.
clearly not. It's not like you've just become four different and now it's five. are you just gonna fill up your whole screen with the things?
You don't know what I'm capable of.
And then he asks why his laptop is crashing in Overwatch.
This was a mistake.
You don't think so? Don't say sorry.
I feel like he's gonna sing or put some music.
Akshat, don't put music, remember that.
What do you mean?
You can't put
all of them moving at once.
But to continue on your TikTokification of Spotify, back to the point about where the artists can be discovered, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being Spotify being a capitalist company, they might ask the artist to pay like a certain fee to get discovered more easily, you know. Like, I think there are platforms that have that similar idea, like, where you need to pay a certain fee to be on the higher on the charts.
I mean, that already happens, right? That's, you know, how when Spotify says, Spotify ads, right? Yeah. Like, they already do that.
No, for the artists, not for us.
I'm putting a poll for something.
When an artist has like a new album or something coming up, right? Or even playlists now, I think they've started doing that. Like, there's now an ad for that that says this new album is out or this new playlist is out, and then you can just listen from that.
The scene to ask is that is that a talking dong?
Is that a talking dong?
No.
Why is one straw off screen?
I don't know.
Oh.
He's fine.
I put a poll up asking whether we should start a TikTok account.
Can I vote in it?
I don't know.
I'm voting.
I know what you voted for. I saw a change straight away.
50-50 immediately. Now it's up to the heads or tails of a coin.
I don't know who the four people that voted are.
Well, two of them must be here, right?
I'm assuming it's Nadira and Seniru.
Yeah, and then Anuk and Akshan. You didn't vote, right?
No, I didn't. Although I can.
Yeah. So can I?
There we go. I vote.
We still
waited
50. No, it's
67.
Huh?
It takes time.
Okay. You know what's going to end up happening though?
What?
When we make a TikTok, It'll just be Sashan saying Dilantha do something stupid. Because
why do I need okay, here's the thing. Why do I need you to do something stupid when we have Akshan over there?
What are you talking about?
You make a fair point.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you could possibly be talking about.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Point proven.
I don't know.
Okay, there's less of them now.
Yeah, we were talking and then somehow all the small ones disappeared and then just a big one ended. Wait, there goes another one.
This is just really
tough. And he's back? No?
Oh no.
There's going to be a future podcast episode where we don't talk and Akshan's just going to be editing his view the entire time. We're just going to be watching
it.
Akshan should just do the utensil cinematic universe.
The utensil cinematic universe. Yes.
UCU.
Indeed. UCU.
There should be a future characters, Akshan. You should introduce like the whole UCU lineup.
Don't worry, McDonald's will go for our ever will be clamoring to invest in the utensil cinematic universe.
Starring McDonald's and Pizza Hut, McDonald's. I don't know, Domino's, whatever.
KFC.
Who eats pizza with utensils, Sashan?
No. I don't know.
I don't know, you cut your pizza, but do you not use utensils?
No, you just rip it apart.
Just rip it apart like a real man.
Rip it apart. Yeah. You ain't a real person.
Anuk, you said KFC. Who eats chicken with a fork and knife?
You make a fair point.
Actually, I kind of believe that. You don't eat KFC chicken, but you eat you can eat other chicken with a fork.
Yeah, I meant KFC chicken specifically.
Fried chicken.
Yeah,
I think you can eat with a fork and knife. I've done that before.
You could? But
at home maybe, not outside.
I don't mean to diverge, but I don't know how y'all are talking so seriously with Akshan like this.
Because if we keep on looking at Akshan's view, we're just gonna be doing that for the rest of the time.
That's all that's gonna happen, yeah. You might as well just
accept just talk, it and move on, okay.
Yes.
So if you were eating KFC with utensils, you'd rather do it at home rather than outside. To be fair, that's right. If you eat it like that outside, you're a bit of a loser.
I'd do the opposite. If I was outside, I'd be more likely to use utensils then.
Yeah, but people would just look at you and be like...
Okay. What's more of a crime? Eating a pizza backward or eating it with a fork and knife?
Sashan asking the real questions here.
What the hell do you mean by eating a pizza?
Okay.
Good.
I actually think fork and knife is worse.
Yeah.
Backwards is it's just a bit off.
It's like an opinion. Like
no. So for example, right? If you look it up, PewDiePie actually eats with a fork and knife, and he takes the full pizza. Right, undivided, and he eats the middle and leaves the crust.
He needs help.
Okay, cupcake went, and now there's chicken.
He has done. He has done a lot for humanity. He can eat pizza however he wants to.
Hold on, what has he done for humanity?
He has done a lot for humanity.
Provide entertainment.
He has provided entertainment for the masses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If he wants to eat his pizza that way, he can. However, for the average Joe...
Get a life.
Stop eating pizza with a fork and knife. It doesn't make it cultured. It just makes you an asshole.
So, fork and knife is more weird than eating it backwards.
I think eating backwards... All right, yeah, it's just...
What is backwards?
Crust first.
From the crust first, yeah.
From the crust inwards?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's all right. It's just a... It's just a bit off. It's just a bit off. Nothing else. Mm.
Bit off. Hey, if you are out there and you eat food weird, who cares?
Tell us how you eat your food.
Tell us just how you eat your food.
Yeah, like it doesn't matter whether you eat forwards, backwards.
The here in Sri Lanka, we use our hands.
That's exactly.
That's normal.
It can't get any worse than that.
Oh god.
But not the same hand we wipe our ass with.
Oh, you say.
Well, speak for yourself.
What?
To be fair, even with that method, nobody, we don't wipe our ass with our hand.
I'm.
See?
No,
the
no.
Straws speak, the straws speak.
We don't.
No.
We don't hold our hand flat and do a what?
What I meant is that in this part of the world that uses a bidet, people technically have to use their bare hand.
You know what? That is the one thing that I love about this country.
Bidets?
Yes. You'll in Singapore.
They don't have bidets?
Not everywhere. Even Malaysia. All of the places has bidets.
But what Singapore do you mean all of all the places? What do you mean festivalized?
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. It's just like I'm so I get in Singapore. It's probably a water thing. That's probably the reason why they don't do it. But I still can't believe it. Like I had to spend most of my life there without a bidet, and it was just painful. Too much.
I understand. I had a cup when I was in the UK.
Oh, that's
yeah. It's all right.
I remember using a cup when I was in America, and that's just not a way.
Gosh,
to go.
Akshan.
I don't know what that is, that's and I don't want to know what that is.
Toilet paper.
Of course, all right. You know, in a way, Akshan doing this is also kind of good for us, because like if you're tuning in and out of the stream, you can always watch Akshan's screen and it'll always have like the topic we're talking about.
Okay. Hear me out. Now, what if we start talking about Vaseline and we get to replace the fried chicken?
Well, all right. If you're talking about Vaseline, right?
Tell us which tub do you buy? Do you buy the big tub, the small tub, or the mini one?
Well, it depends on the mood, you know. And of course,
the weather.
The mood, how are you feeling, you know? What the next few days are like, you know? Are you going to be like free most of the next few days? Are you going to be a little bit busy? Like if you don't need a lot of Vaseline, right? You don't have to. You don't need the whole tub, but let's say it's a long weekend, right?
Uh-huh. You're home alone.
You're home alone, right? Let's say it's Saturday, Sunday, foyer day, and another holiday, you know, 4 days.
And you take leave the other three.
And you take leave the other three in lieu of foyer day, right? Then you get
I don't think he's actually gonna add it.
You get a drum of Vaseline.
Okay.
And
how big is the drum? I want to know how big your drum is. Is it like?
I actually don't know how. I mean, it's oil, right? Isn't that what they put oil in? What's an oil drum?
Petroleum jelly. It's called petroleum jelly.
No, some more oil drum, like you know. What?
What's that supposed to mean?
He doesn't like where the conversation's going. Right?
It's me frustrated that I can't find like a good Vaseline.
I'll find one for you. Hold on.
No, please don't. I'm moving on to this conversation.
You we went past it, we are right now.
Hey. Sashan, is this how you envision the first the first video episode going?
Sure. I envisioned Anuk being deemed a furry. Akshan,
yeah.
Akshan discovering the joys of, I don't know what this is.
Editing.
Editing on the go.
Can you call this editing?
He's editing in his own way.
Mm.
Everyone is an editor if you think about it.
Everyone's an editor.
I sent it to you, Akshan.
send it to me.
God, I'm hook. Yeah.
Well, we've... no worries. I can just put it there. Forget the white background.
Is it without a with the white background?
Do you mind to remove the white background for you, Akshan?
Please don't put more effort into this. It needs to be. Please, I beg.
I beg.
I'm waiting for the best way to appear, then I will move on.
Okay. So, Sashan, you might need to talk about something before the Vaseline appears.
Like what?
Anything. Anything that comes to your mind. Not anything. Hold on.
Oh no, there it is.
So, there's a white background, but who cares?
Who cares?
Alright, this is... Now that's...
Ah yes, for now the headache. That's... Definitely for the headache.
Yeah, for the headache.
Yeah, for the headache. Yeah, you take the...
Washing the doors is the best thing to do. Regardless Vaseline of the situation.
Yeah.
Put it on the head.
Looks like your the straw at the bottom is gonna eat it.
What about you washing your dog? The last in a sense, yes.
I just said like washing the dog, right? It's the best thing to do, regardless of the situation. If you're happy, right, wash the dog. Sad, wash the dog. If you're sleepy, wash the dog.
What if you don't have a dog?
Wash the dog. Everyone has a dog.
You can wash the kitten.
It's the dog within you. It's a dog.
No. If you don't have a dog,
you've got the dog in you.
You got the dog in you. Exactly. So, for your inner dog.
Or you can just wash the kitten.
If you're inner dog?
Sure. Wash the kitten. Just do your thing. Just do your thing.
Wash the kitten. Oh, I get it.
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
He's gonna find a photo of a cat and a dog now, isn't he?
I sure this. I hope not.
Anok, you have beautiful eyes.
Thank you. You shall not see these eyes next stream.
Why?
I don't want to be dubbed a furry, Zan. Do you want to be dubbed a furry? Tutor me now.
Can we see your face then?
No, you must. I require 1k
subs. 1k
subs
and Anok will show his face.
Anyone watching us who isn't subscribed, please consider subscribe or follow.
Anok will show his face.
Yes.
How about that?
Anok will show his beautiful face.
Akshan, if you could set a subscriber goal to turn your camera on, what would it be?
$2 million.
Subscriber.
I said subscriber goal, but I'll take that first number. 2 million. Okay, all right, that's a number.
Dollars. I don't care. If you want to subscribe, go ahead. You'll get Anok to reveal his.
$2 million. Okay. Right. Right. Save up every single donation for the rest of our life.
Yes.
Or we just get a bunch of donations in a batch and we don't have to save.
Oh jeez.
Is it considered a donation if you donate to yourself?
No.
I guess. Well, here's the thing. If you're donating to yourself, you're the loser, right? Because...
No. If you think about it, right? If you think about it, this in a mathematical sense, right? Whatever people put in for your donations, you just put it back for yourself.
Huh?
None.
What?
And you add a little bit of your money, like maybe 5 cents over a period of time.
I don't get it.
Okay. So now you say you have $500 right in your donation box.
Mm-hmm.
Now you take that $500. Out of the box,
okay,
and put it back in with 5 cents. That's a donation.
you have just you have just pointed out a real life money glitch.
Exactly.
How to get a lot of goodwill instantly. Just take money out, put 50 cents, put it back in. Technically, it's still your donation because you put some money in as well.
Exactly. See?
This is perfect.
I see Akshan's reverted to... Yes, it's perfect. What you are right now is perfect. You don't have to change anything about it. Okay?
No, I mean, this one, you'll like it.
I don't know.
Is it just going to be Anuk? Anuk's fox. I think this is going to be a last gag of the night, Akshan.
Oh, well.
This is...
Raining money, as Anuk said.
Is this the last gag of the night?
It's the last gag of the night. Send in your dollar bills as we come to a close on this edition of the BTS. Oh my lord, well, this is fun. Anuk won the game, guessing game.
Yes, he did.
Well done, Anuk.
Thank you.
Done, Anuk. Give a round of applause. We'll send you a prize in the mail.
Can we get a sound box next time?
Can we have a what?
A sound box. A sound. You know.
Soundboard.
You want a soundboard?
Yeah, clapping sound.
We'll figure something
out.
Yeah. Sure, we can figure that out. Until then, this has been long, winding, pointless, but fun.
Wow.
That's a good way to end our own podcast, Akshan. Thanks for that.
Mm-hmm. Is it just me or is Akshan's camera Akshan's blurry?
Akshan's camera is blurry.
Camera's blurry? Okay, I think it's because the interpolation of the money moving. If I remove that.
It's still blurry.
It's still blurry? Well, tough shit. We're at the end anyway.
It's a good time to call it. Yeah.
Good
time to call it. My name is Akshan.
My name is Vinsashan. It's always Vinsashan.
What about you, Anuk?
My name is Anuk, and I'm not a furry, just to clarify.
Anuk is definitely a furry.
No.
Well, that's the last statement of the night, I guess.
Hey, right.
Everyone say bye. The music is rolling.
Bye.
Okay, shush. Bye.